Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I's a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on W-E-E-I.
Final hour, Gresh and Fourier. How are ya? Maybe need a little bad medicine. Let it breathe, Nick. I must say, the Jove is pretty overrated. That's just me. The Jove is pretty overrated, but that's just me. Go ahead. What? Here come the texts and the tweets,
oh,
I'm sure.
Mingles is going to come down here and beat you up.
Who is?
Mingles. You've just smirched Aerosmith. I don't know if he likes Bon Jovi, but he might pop down here and tell us.
I got to get something cleared through Mingles, so I need to stay on the good side.
I was going
to.
Bon Jovi's great.
Where do I leave my car here?
No, I was going to ask you, like, didn't everybody had like a band they followed as kids, but I'm assuming you probably didn't.
No, not really.
Yeah. I didn't either, by the way.
Yeah, no, I just didn't. Clearly listening to music, I'm much more about songs than, say, artist per se. You know, a lot of people, again, we worked with John Anderson. If Taylor Swift, you know, like, piddled in a puddle, John would want to be there to clean it up. You know what I mean? He knew every song in the catalog and stuff. Yeah, I'm not like a super fan of anybody like that or whatever. Nah, it's more of individual songs, if that. I'm really moved by music very much. I think I'm finding out as I'm getting older, I'm really not moved by much of anything other than money and getting to the finish line. Maybe it would be that.
Real quickly, though, I know the Masters are going on right now, right?
Yeah.
And they're having like your ceremonial, like, you know, first off
this
the tee.
This already happened.
This is old, right?
Yeah, there are players on the course. Yeah, ESPN is getting this out there again, where they have Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, and I forget who the third is now. It used to be Arnold Palmer, but I know he is since passed. I'm just trying to say, is that Tom Watson? I think it is.
Maybe.
That,
I just thought it was always interesting to me how brave like the gallery
was.
There you
go.
Yeah, there is Watson right there.
So the ceremonial tee box and stuff like that.
Have you
that.
Looked at your picks for the in-house tournament that we got going
no.
on? No. You don't even care if you win, do you? Have you paid Chime?
Nope. I'm not in.
Why not?
Huh?
You picked three players.
I'm sorry, what? Someone came in and
you
said,
picked three
put
players.
Your hand in here, and there you
and
go.
You,
that was
you,
it.
And you picked three players?
I think so.
Wait, so you're not going to pay Chime?
I didn't say that.
What if
I
win?
I haven't. I don't have Venmo.
I gave him $20. I gave him cash.
I don't have. Who walks around with cash? What is this, 1995?
I mean, do you have to go that far back?
For the Kentucky Derby thing last year, we decided you were the only one that never had cash.
Yeah, that was true. I never have. No.
I like having cash just in case. I know nobody takes it anymore, but I just in case. I want to be able to be like, you know.
I can leave the $20 behind if need be or whatever. But, it was just one of these, Shime's doing this. It's like, what?
Well, that's a Fourier production. You know that, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, you pushed Shime to do a
you invented the Masters?
An illegal
no,
pool?
No. No, I mentioned it to Ken, and then I asked Ken if we could do this, and then he recommended Shime run it. I said, great, I don't have to do it. And I left.
Interesting.
Idea, man.
Yeah.
That's me.
There it is.
Just going to leave this here. I'm going to leave now.
You figure
when
it out.
When I come back, yeah, I want it done. Why isn't
you
it done?
It out and I want it done right.
Yes. Well, not done right necessarily, Billy, the way I would do it. So not only do you have to right. do it, but you have
the right
to...
way, the wrong way, the Fourier.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
There it is.
Fourier way.
The faux way.
Oh, I was a... God.
You could go there.
No.
I kind of was sitting for it.
I was going to say, leave 2010 out of this. Come on. Everybody no. laughed at that.
Nobody even
you
got
know,
it.
You, of course they did. Fourier way. What is the Fourier way?
Well, it's random.
On things like this.
It's random.
No, I know that.
It's
how
changes.
Would you, how would you have done things differently than having Scheim run this whole Masters pool? You don't really know, do you?
No, I kind of. Once Ken said he was going to give it to Scheim, I said, okay, my job's done.
Hold on.
So I'm like an executive producer. I get like a producer credit.
Oh, that's what it is?
Where they roll the credits, like I'm on the credits at some point in time.
Okay.
You know, so when they go up to get their Oscar, like I'm coming also. Oh. Story by Christian Fourier.
I was just going to say, there was a episode of Seinfeld where Kramer ended up with a Tony.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? How
well, he was a seat filler.
He was a seat filler. That's exactly right.
He should be like the craft services guy.
Oh, no. He would be there.
He has way too much pizza to not be craft services.
No. What would happen is that there would be the group of people that would go for the award, and then there would be somebody hanging out on the side of the stage. You know what I mean? They'd be like looking around. Do you remember back in the day when Rudy Giuliani's kid was like had like ants in his pants at a press conference that the old man was giving when he was running New York?
I think I do. Yeah.
I think that would be like you in a situation like this. There's like a bit and you were just an ancillary part of it. It would be like the whole like sticking your head out or whatever. You would figure out a way to, if not end up on stage, at least end up with the group doing the interviews afterwards where all the cameras would be. Because you get it like that. I don't know what this is, a photocopy, a carbon copy, whatever it is, of the photo of the Super Bowl or the Boston Globe, There's Fourier almost picking up like a child.
That's Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri.
Again,
you know
the
way.
Where to be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is that if you were just the idea man and they didn't have you on stage, you would weasel your way into the photos
going,
afterwards.
Okay,
who
are they going to want? Okay, not no. Chatham? No. No. Ooh, Adam. And he's light enough.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Come over here, little buddy. Jump into my arms.
There it was.
Okay, and then it's weird because after that moment in time is over, you go, okay, see ya, and you go the other way.
He was like, you were holding him like he was Hasbulla for
Master Blaster. That's
and
me.
Then you end up on the front of the Globe, and then forever in history. So, no, it was actually a compliment that you would find your way into like kind
no,
of
yeah, I'm good at
the,
it.
The post scrum
no, I'm good at
stuff.
It.
Well, it was my idea.
You should, if you want to go way back and see the genesis of this, go back to 1990 Orange Bowl. Colorado versus Notre Dame.
Were you suited?
And I was suited.
But
was,
were you playing?
Was, no,
was
God,
your belly
no.
hanging out?
Yep. Nope, wasn't playing at all. I was redshirting, and I actually had a neck roll that I took off because I wanted my parents to be. I stood right behind Bill McCartney at least 50% of the game. Very looking interested, disgruntled, a little like nervous, excited.
Did Bill McCartney ever swear around you?
No, his thing was doggone it. He wouldn't swear.
Yeah, he was.
He would never swear.
Too much of a thumper.
If he swore, he had to do like the rosary. Beg for forgiveness. Rosary, that's a big commitment. Like a rosary is at least 45 minutes.
I feel like Bill McCartney connected with Mama Fourier in about a minute and a half.
I'm telling you, when my mom would come up to see games, those two...
There was a major breakdown of the scripture.
Yeah.
The way you and Scheim would break down watching every snap of Drake May, they would talk about.
And then when I got in trouble.
Philippians 4:13 or whatever.
Yeah. When I got into trouble, it was like, oh, the devil.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the devil, your mother.
Your mother.
Were you 88 at Colorado, too?
They made me change. I was 88. Yeah, I think so.
I think I might have. I found your jersey. It doesn't have your face in it.
What, during
standing
that game?
During the game.
Oh, yeah. I was strategically, even like, you
he's
know
he's like
who,
two people behind.
And you know who spoke at halftime of that game? Evander Holyfield.
Stop.
He was our halftime speech.
Could you understand him?
He had just won. He just beat somebody. I don't remember what it was.
What year was it?
Would have been 1990 Orange Bowl.
I was going to say, Matt, it might have been after he beat Buster Douglas for the belt.
I was going to say, or Michael, didn't he beat Michael Moore along the way? Because
it was the 89
season. Well? I think it was after that because Buster Douglas beat Tyson and then Holyfield beat Buster
Douglas. What, you know what it was? Was it 90? So it was January 1, 1991.
So it would have been.
It was January 1st, 1991. So he won something in 1990. Because I remember, I was like, I'm going to get in the middle of the circle. Hey, Mr. Holyfield.
Well, here we go. It's funny. I just went to it because Evander Holyfield was the cruiserweight champion for a long time. And then he jumped up to heavyweight. And let's see, July 13th, and with a win in there. Da, da, da. He beat former champ Michael Doakes in 89. Trying to look and see some fight against Alex Stewart. So I don't think it was one of the.
He was the champ of something.
Okay.
Of,
yeah.
Whatever, because everyone called him. Was like,
well, hey, champ. But also,
I know they do that, yeah, but he was the champ at that time.
It would be like everybody calling Fourier. I mean, it would be like everybody calling Wiggy around here coach.
Yeah, even though he's not.
Right.
But he still
but
was.
But it's the
one.
Whole, you know, champ, champ.
Yeah.
Can you answer what it was like when Mike bit your ear off?
Yeah. You know the other guy that spoke to us? But a couple years later, Lyle Alzado.
I can only imagine what that was like.
He didn't. He was literally like, he would say something and then say the same thing over like 10 seconds later.
Well, because he
died like a month later.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it depended on when he ended up catching Lyle Alzado. Yeah. It was and of course on the day that OJ passed away. I do believe that Lyle Alzado succumbed to cancer as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think he had brain cancer.
Pretty bad.
Yeah,
nothing to do with steroids though.
Yeah, I was gonna say nothing to do with steroids and nothing to do with the era of football in which he played where. I wonder if they never would have thought of it back then, but I was going to say, wouldn't it be interesting to take a look at the brains of those guys?
There's that one Adam Sandler movie where he's like in Hawaii and then he's Drew Barrymore.
51st Dates.
Yeah, it was basically that. And there's a guy that forgets everything in like 10 seconds after 10 seconds in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Alzado.
Sad.
Sad. No,
it was.
I don't want to make fun of it. It was really bad.
Let me ask you this. Tiger Woods today is going to tee
we'll
off
eventually get to
at
it.
The Masters, right? At 3:54 p.m. Eastern time. They're the fourth to last group of the day. Why is it that Tiger is the one athlete that people romanticize about and sort of buy into the, oh, he's in shape. He's putting in the work. Hey, he did it a couple years ago. Why can't he do it again? Tiger Woods is the athlete that I feel like we can't quit. And we're always hoping that at the end of, let's be honest, for those who do follow golf and follow Masters and even the casuals out there, how many people will look at the end of the day and see where Tiger is after round one? And that all ties into, we can't quit this guy, and I can't figure it out. In fact, there's only one other guy that I can think of that might be like Tiger Woods.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on W-E-E-I.
Jones and Mego are coming up at 2 o'clock. They're down at Fenway today. Series finale between the Red Sox and the O's. Sox looking to avoid being swept. As we got the Masters coverage on here in studio, George Kittle is set at the Masters. Quite a week for George Kittle, by the way.
What happened?
He was front and center in Philadelphia over the weekend at WrestleMania. I do believe they featured him in the crowd on both Saturday and Sunday.
Skinny.
And now, what are we looking at? Thursday, this guy's all decked out with Kirk Cousins and talking to Laura Rutledge at the Masters. That's a hell of a weekend, or hell of a week, really.
Yeah.
Went from WrestleMania and flew down to Augusta and then went to the Masters.
Of course, Kirk Cousins playing for Atlanta now. It's probably about an hour drive to Augusta out of Atlanta. It's pretty close.
Cousins looks like he lives in the sunlight, like he's constantly squinting. Look at
right.
him. He does. He looks like he's constantly like squinting when they zoom in on him. It's weird.
So are they asking them about golf? Are they asking them about their upcoming season? How's your Achilles, Kirk?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both would be my guess, because Laura Rutledge does the Lord's work on NFL Live. But she's also so good that they can throw her in pretty much any environment and she'll be okay. It's not like, remember the time they had Aaron Andrews try to host a World Series championship ceremony or whatever? And
not her wheelhouse.
Fire. We remember that one. So, Fourier, I think there are going to be a lot of people out there who, at the end of round one, are going to say, where's Tiger in the Masters? Why is it that this is the guy we romanticize about? We can't quit Tiger Woods. Every time, especially around the Masters, Tiger's been working hard.
Yeah.
Nobody works harder than Tiger.
Nobody.
Bill Belichick would say that. Gerard Mayo cannot. It's on the banned list. But the guy puts in the work. He talked about how whatever fusion surgery he had, he's like, yeah, it's not that. It's more of the walking up and down and my feet and knees and, handling the rest of his body, kind of handling everything. With a lot of athletes, we would say, nah, it's not happening anymore. Like Phil Mickelson, it was lefty just doesn't have it anymore. But yet, for the majors, Fourier, there's still a segment of the sporting public, whether they love golf or not, who want to see Tiger in contention. Why?
I mean, golly, this feels like we should do a whole series on this. You're right, and why can't you quit him? Because you think about the way he came up. You idolized him. You watched him from when he was at Stanford and winning his first, amateur contest, and then winning his first Masters and wearing the red on Sunday. And then the ultimate downfall of his not only his professional career, his personal career,
mm-hmm.
and just everything. And it just kept getting worse almost, right? To like his just everything about it. And even the wreck at the when he was out in California, I think it was at Torrey Pines. I think he was playing at gets to that car wreck. He's a lot like Mike Tyson. I mean, I think they both have a lot of the same attributes as far as that kind of – and I can't think of a third. I was trying to think because Mike Tyson is the same. You're obsessed with him. And you keep following him.
Think about how –
keep rooting for him.
Well, and think about how we have talked about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. Like our sporting minds should look at 57-year-old Mike Tyson and think, oh, is this a bad idea? Instead, we're sitting there going – man, if he just finds it for one night, he's going to beat the bag out of this tool.
And the odds are that Mike's not going to last. I mean, honest, that's what I think. I think you can sit there and hope and, in your best, scenario, he knocks him out. And it's like, oh, my God, he's back. And the same thing with Tiger. Tiger looks so old. He looks like his dad. Looks just like his dad.
Oh, so you mean like in the face he's starting to look really old.
You can tell his dad.
Because for a 49-year-old guy, he appears to be still in pretty like decent
shape. His face looks, he just, to me, he looks old.
He looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, he does.
There you go.
And I was like, you know, even talking about this off air, I was like, well, is Jordan in that same category? Like, you just can't quit him. You, even though, like, you just can't stop watching his life. Because I would say his off-the-course life is just intriguing as his on-the-course life.
Well, does that still apply? Like, do we still pine to know who Tiger is, you know? Like, I don't know if there's – because when Tiger's personal life crashed, oh, my God. It was like, whoa, wait,
you know
a
what
minute.
I'll put here, you know what, you know what else I'll put in this category?
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't really labeled it yet, but as far as superstars in, you know, movies, theater, whatever, singers, sports.
But basically it's
that
like
you can't
the,
quit.
The people you can't quit.
Yeah. Britney Spears. You can't quit Britney Spears. She's in the same boat. It's a great little list here. We should be another David Letterman.
It's another top 10 list that we're putting
Britney
together.
Britney Spears. No, honest to God, Britney Spears is that list.
Okay.
You can't quit her.
Is it?
Even though you should because she's not doing anything.
Well, here's the thing. So I would, if she still had her show in Vegas and it was like, oh, we can go, I'd be like, sure, let's go.
No, Lou went to the show. It was horrible.
But that's the thing. I'm not. Like, I'm interested in Tiger Woods, not because of who he's smashing after a short stack at Perkins, but because he might be able to go out and win the Masters.
I know, but it's still, like, the Tiger Woods effect. Like, you're still rooting for him. Like, aren't you rooting for him? Aren't you rooting? Like, what has Tiger done to have people root for him? Like, it's just, it would be.
He's just great. He's just the guy that we grew up with who was the greatest.
And you're rooting for, I'm rooting for Mike Tyson.
Because you're hoping there's a little bit of greatness there, although he's trying to prove it a little differently.
Something that reminds you of when they were great.
Listen, I'll be the first one to be like, look, my interest in Britney Spears is much more visual than it is whatever music she puts out. Like the Instagram, my wife will send them to me.
Nuts.
She'll be like, you need to see
this.
She's
juggling butcher knives now.
Exactly.
But, okay, so I think those three, because Britney Spears hasn't had a hit in years.
Nope.
Yet people are still obsessed with her and her life. And same with Tiger. And Tiger will probably be that way, like, till he dies.
Well, the 607 brings up an interesting point, texting into 37937. Tiger's biggest opponent has always been himself. His car crash was unnecessary, stupid recklessness. And maybe that's a part of the appeal as well, because for a period of time, Christian, and, like, when you were really in the NFL heyday, and for me it was early years of sports radio, and it's like, oh my God, this guy is a phenomenon. Now, I do think early on in Tiger's sort of life, let's say, for the interest factor, there was a lot of, this is an African-American, and he described himself, I do believe, as Cablan Asian because he's very mixed. But it was, there's a black man invading the white man's sport. Is the way a lot of the public at the time in 99 and 2000 really looked at it. And that there was that level of appeal for a period of time. Then it was, holy crap, this guy's just unbelievable and we've never seen anything like him. And you started to kind of forget about that component of it. But there's just something about this guy that if you put him on at 4 o'clock on ESPN, or people can, you know, go on like ESPN Plus and look at the shot by shot, people are going
to
watch him.
Yeah. There has to be something with the level of excellence that he attained. It's such a remarkable, for a normal person, even for a person in his sport, unrealistic, just, you know, level of excellence that he achieved. And I would say national popularity. The other guy I would put in this, Michael Jackson. Same thing at a higher level. Michael Jackson is in the same boat when he was alive. There were still, even though he wasn't really putting out hits, people are still rooting for him, still following him. Even though he was accused of doing a lot of bad, stupid, crazy things, people are still obsessed with him. I was going to say Michael Jordan.
I was going to, no.
But
not really. No, and Jordan's
kind of held it together.
And Jordan's out there. He's doing other stuff and things like that.
But he hasn't, taken this, other than the issues with his gambling. But he overcame, came back and won, and then retired.
Well, the other thing, too, with Jordan was he was great. He came back. He was great. And then Jordan moved into the athletes of the dudes who held on too long. See, that's I couldn't go Jordan because at the end of the Jordan run, I don't think there were people being like, oh, he could still go out and win the MVP. everybody could kind of see that he was washed, let's say. With Tiger, it's kind of been up and down, and he won a couple of years ago, which has thrown a monkey wrench into everybody's kind of thought process because you've seen it relatively recently. Hey, this guy knows this course. He's found a way to rise up and be competitive, even when he's really non-competitive in other events. But it's a very short list of people that I was.
There's got to be an actor. So I gave you a boxer, a golfer.
Who would be the actor that people
singer.
Like? Because there isn't. Because I don't know if there is an actor out there right now where people look at them and be like, oh, yeah, this is the big comeback. Like, I remember when Travolta did Pulp Fiction and
Robert Downey Jr.
He got back in.
Before he got Iron Man. Okay. Basically ostracized from Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that might be the most recent.
But
one.
Still not. I mean,
like Robert Downey Jr. was regarded as a very good actor. But was he considered an unbelievably great actor who was either stepping on his own tail or what did he do? Did he get canceled? Like, I don't even know.
No,
quite
I think
honestly.
It was drug-related.
Oh, okay. Well, overcoming drugs in Hollywood's no big deal.
But still, he never reached the pinnacle like Britney
That's,
Spears,
right.
Jordan, Tiger, or Mike Tyson.
Like, even, and I know around here it's a little different, but people don't pine for Tom Brady anymore the
no.
way they do Tiger. Whereas if people knew, oh, I'm going to get Tiger on Saturday and he's a factor, a lot of just sports fans would sign up for that right now. Steven Westerly wants in on the Tiger effect. Steve, go ahead.
Hi, guys. The thing with Tiger is there's a little bit of love-hate. You know, people either love him, and there's still plenty of people that hate him. And I use the comparison with, like, and so that draws people in to watch him. As I said to the call screener, the Red Sox fans don't watch the World Series unless the Red Sox are in it. But they'll watch if the Yankees are in it because they want to see him lose. And so, but Tiger, he's still the most exciting thing in the sport. I don't care who you roll out there. No one brings that sort of energy. And then there's also something on the surface with him where you see him hit a drive and he can still crush it and he could still make the great shot. And I also think you talk about the general sports fan, but I think the golf fan also knows that, particularly at Augusta, that he can always be in the mix. Even someone like Phil, who we don't even see anymore, there are certain guys that you know the course and can play well there. But, he's still such a huge draw. And I don't know. It's funny. You just mentioned Brady. And I think there's a little bit. If Brady came back tomorrow, I mean, there'd be a lot of people,
yes.
Love him and hate him, who would be on board to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Steve, well said, friend. Thank you. That's the love-hate part of it definitely fuels it. But I think where Steve really hit home, there was a texter who sent this in as well, essentially, the 413, who kind of co-signs with Steve. You're forgetting the rest of golf personalities today stink, meaning there's no, and look, Tiger was closer to Belichick-like in terms of his answers in the heyday than he was kind of pulling back the curtain as to what made him great or, expounding upon different things about his personality and all that stuff. But I think now for the diehard golf fan, they've gotten into the whole PGA Live and, what's right, what isn't, people interject their morality in there or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you lined up, the five biggest stars in golf, let's say, the one who could or will or would be the most interesting would be Tiger, even at this age. It's just amazing to me that, we mentioned Mike Tyson going to fight an exhibition fight. Oh, I hope he looks like the old Mike. We're getting sucked in by the videos, are we not? So they're just.
I don't want to hold those bags.
There are certain guys we just can't quit.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are sending in some lists, and like Mel Gibson is not really part of that equation. I don't think he's like when a Mel Gibson movie comes out, was like, oh, I can't wait to see if it's just like Braveheart.
That's it's funny.
Oh, is it going to be Mad Max?
You mentioned that one because the whole Mel Gibson, my wife texted me, Charlie Sheen, remember that meltdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people have quit him.
Winning.
Yeah, he was a zenith. Zoom.
Yeah.
And then
implode. Brace for impact.
In a real hard crash. But
my other thing he's only done is like a cameo here and there. I don't think he's been in a movie since.
A lot of people will go with Tiger and the whole steroid thing and stuff like that.
What do you mean the steroid thing?
A lot of people think that Tiger was on the gas because when he first joined the tour, it was people like Craig Stadler. And even though I know the guy came down to like some of the CVS charity classics and people say he's a great guy, Davis Love III, who I think is a massive, just typical golf dink, who when Tiger like hopped on the tour, I think he like made a I think he debuted in Iowa and then won a tournament in Vegas or something like that. And Davis Love III was just like, well, yeah, let's see how he wins. Dude, people are still hoping Tiger Woods can find a way to be relevant when nobody thinks about that D-bag anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there was the, well, we'll see how good the kid is. Dude, he blew by you in the sport and popularity in the high-speed lane. And that guy's an established golfer. And, like, Tiger laps the world with the guy, for God's sakes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Somebody said Tom Cruise after the jumping on the couch thing. No one.
It's hard. That's rarefied air. But those guys
to see Tom Nobody. Cruise.
Oh, he does his own stunts, Gresh.
And by the way, I would like to confirm something that Nick did say on the air because we will bust his chops every once in a while. When you mentioned about me making fun of Bon Jovi. And Mingles.
Did Mingles like Bon Jovi?
Mingles found me in the hallway.
Told you. I told you.
You're right.
Once in a while.
I don't mess with the hard rock and Mingles. And I just, needed to know where to kind of leave my car for the weekend. And he gave. It's the first time I got a little finger wag from Mingles on the whole.
You're on his bad side.
Oh, you're making fun of the Jove now, too? We love Mingles. He's the best. And by the way, that call screener's name is Billy Lanny to the caller earlier. We're all about giving credit on this show. And now we're going to make sure we're out at 154.10 after Are You Done? Next.
Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
All right, we'll get you out of here with a little Are You Done today. Jones and Mego with Arcan coming up from down at Fenway Park. They've got you starting at 2 o'clock. And the 603, a real disappointing text came in. I picture this Mingles fella as both a professional clown and a chain-smoking mob hitman.
Wow.
That is, you do not.
You don't want Mingles to find you.
You do not. I'm with you.
Can I just add a last second superstar that you can't quit?
Oh, Mingles?
Elvis.
Oh,
the texter Elvis is still relevant today. Yeah.
No, but it's not like Elvis had a huge issue and then came back and took the world over. Like he died, right.
But even though he got fat as hell and was singing like, I ain't nothing, but a hound dog. It's like, peanut butter and jelly bananas fried sandwich.
Do we have to call my loser Uncle Tom to go through the Elvis catalog? Yeah.
Can we get a photo of your Uncle Tom in his outfit?
You know what?
There's got to be one somewhere, right?
Just look it up.
Yeah, I'll try. Because he tried to Facebook friend me and I said no recently. I don't want to open that door again. Him and my dad aren't in a good place.
It's Facebook. You accept his friendship and then you mute him.
No, then you unfriend him.
He's the that's what I got to do is do it quickly and be like or see if I can find some photos of it. But yeah, I don't know. It's in a weird place with him. I think I told him off the last time I saw him. I don't remember. It's been years ago. But he said something wise to my dad, and I think I was like, really? You're the one who's going to say that? So I got to tread lightly. We have a weird family.
I have a family member look.
Welcome to the club, dude.
See? Thank you for that.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you for that. makes me not think that I've got weird hillbilly family members.
It's just we're not from, you know, the hills of, you know, what is it, Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah. That's why I connected Mingles, because in reality, he'd be the guy at 5:30 who would go to the fire hall on Friday night to go drink beer and listen to music. I think that's why I connect with Mingles. I would dare say that Mingles could probably be on Naked and Afraid as well. With all of his skills that he has at being like MacGyver and
he's
stuff.
He's the perfect candidate.
He really would be, right?
His feet are probably all calloused up, too. Oh, you know, yeah. He kind of walks around. He trained.
Oh, yeah. You know, alligator eyeballs, if cooked right, are good for you. Yeah, big protein.
I don't think he smokes butts, but I guarantee he could put it out in his hand and not, like, feel it.
No question. That's where Christian's bottom of the foot might work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just calloused up because he doesn't wear shoes.
The last one before they go out there, and he just puts it out in the shoe and is like, okay, let's go. And the next thing you know, like, don't they give you like a rating at the end of that show or something like that as well?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You get like a survival rating.
It's a before and after rating.
It's like going in, you're like a 7.8 or whatever, and you're coming out. Oh, you've jumped a level in survival rating of 8.2 or something like that.
Right, like if I need somebody to teach me how to filter filthy water, it's
no question. And how to build a hut. Like out of,
right,
out of literally nothing.
That can withstand a storm.
Yeah. I went Naked and Afraid, but you know what? Survivor might be better.
Yeah.
Because everybody would look at Mingles and say, you
he's know
not
what? A threat.
No, he's the caretaker. Yeah. He's the, yeah. Oh, we had
so
a fire. We had
around.
A fire pit, but now we've got a mega fire pit. He's just standing there with the AC/DC shirt on like day 25, arms crossed. Yeah, nobody's
doesn't
thought
he look like
thing.
He's been impacted by 3 weeks on
none,
island.
Nothing at all.
It's
you're exactly
doesn't
right.
Even phase him. Up.
The only thing that would be different would be the mustache would grow all the way down like Rip Van Winkle or
this
something.
Vacation was really nice.
So a little change in plans tomorrow.
I don't know what the plans are tomorrow, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because
we're
there was.
We're still figuring it out.
Do we have to show up?
Oh, no, you
we
two do.
Do.
Yeah. You three do. You're still on the hook.
We do.
I'm off tomorrow.
Cough there, Ken.
I will.
Me too. I got the COVID. Got the COVID again.
Yeah. No, but
it'll be interesting.
So
no idea who's showing up tomorrow.
So
I don't know who's.
Hold on. As a part of hold on. Here's the way we got to do it. Scheduled to be on tomorrow's show.
Okay. Go ahead. Go through the list.
Is Andrew Raycroft.
Yep.
Louis Merlone.
Yep.
Danny Green, multiple-time NBA champion, to break it all down. Tom Curran is in at noon on the reschedule from Tuesday. So you've at least got Razor, Lou, Danny Green, Curran, Picks, some segment that you'll hijack. There's half a show.
Yeah, and
where's the other half?
It's going to be weird. I feel like it's going to be like tomorrow's show is going to be kind of like a tag team match. And you have to show up tomorrow.
I would
and find
call
out
because
it's
would,
exactly how it's going to be.
I would say it's more of a Texas Tornado tag team match where lots of people are going to be coming in and out.
Yeah,
you're working
like
Lucha
Gauntlet match.
Yeah, he's working Lucha Libre rules
you
tomorrow,
don't know who's
Billy.
Coming through that curtain next. Be ready.
You have no idea.
Kind of fun though. We should go to a little curtain up there.
Oh, there you go.
Be perfect.
There you go. You never know who's going to walk through.
Yeah.
Well,
all
good
right,
luck,
well,
buddy.
Hey, good luck to you. Have a great trip.
I'll send some photos or whatever. Yep. And if I roll a side-by-side, you'll be the first to know.
All right.
Did you pack the access?
Well, look at that. Look at the time. We got to go.
It is. That is it. Chicken Nick and Billy producing on the radio side. If something went wrong, blame them. Coop on the digital side. And Coop, I bid you farewell. You've been amazing. Jones and Mego from Fenway are next.
Thank you for listening. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.